like open doors.
Welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Thursday already, November 16th, 2017, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And a wild ride it is, to be sure. Things are crazy. We're going to talk about some of that. First, I want to give you a word of encouragement, as much for you as for me, all right? Maybe I should say as much for me as for you. Hopefully, it's encouraging. I know it's becoming more and more unpopular. It has over the last several decades, but with the rise of scientism, science is a religion, which is the kind of system that is emerging in what I would call 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 fashion, that is, with all lying signs and false wonders. You look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 9, for example, the one who is coming in accord with the activity of Satan, with all power and signs and false wonders. In the NASB, it says, and with all the deception of wickedness for those who perish. Why? Because they did not receive the love of the truth so as to be saved. For this reason, God will send upon them a deluding influence so that they will believe what is false. Who is responsible for the deception in this case, or the deluding influence, if you will? But make no mistake, God does not tempt people. If you understand what's going on here, I would actually argue that this is the kindest thing that could happen for these people, because we're approaching the days that Jesus speaks of in Matthew 24. And so when someone hears something, they're responsible for it. It's that kind of thing. So it's, I guess, to put it in another way, it's kind of like the flood. That was the most humane, if you will, thing that could be done at the time, because the world was overrun by a force and by nefarious characters operating under that force, very similar to what we see emerging today on the world scene. If you've read any articles, if you've been listening at all, paying attention at all, you listen to folks like Elon Musk warning us, Bill Gates, Stephen Hawking, and many, many others who have signed a letter saying, hey, artificial intelligence could spell the end of humanity. It could be the greatest existential threat we face. Yet these same people are forging ahead. They're plowing ahead as fast as ever. So obviously they're not as concerned as they would lead the rest of us to believe. But what they're saying is the hope is to merge with it, because it won't kill itself. No, but it might be a eugenics it might have a eugenics virus in it, so to speak, just like the people that write it do. So it might try to purify its DNA, if you will, and strain the carbon-based life form out of it, if you follow me. That's Ray Kurzweil language and others like him. Anyway, if you've been paying attention at all, these are perilous times. And the more that this system, based on these lying signs and false wonders, emerges, the more it tries to play God, the more it says, we can heal the sick, we can make the blind see, the deaf hear, the lame walk, the mute speak. We can perform these miracles. The more unpopular it becomes to talk about God and speak about the Bible. And we are regressive in nature, if you'll notice. We have no patience anymore because this microwave generation, so to speak, has conditioned us to want and even to expect things immediately. I always, whenever this subject matter arises, I always think of Veruca Salt from Willy Wonka. You know, I want it, Daddy, I want it, and I want it now. I want it now. So I want it and I want it now, Daddy. That's kind of how we're behaving. In this context, what I mean is we don't want to wait for God's timing. We don't want to wait for those things. You know, you have the example, for instance, of the disciples asking when they happen on, as they pass a blind man, the disciples ask, Lord, who sinned? Was it this man or his parents? And Jesus says, neither. It was so that God's power could be demonstrated in him today. It was for this purpose, here today, not just for him, but for you guys. And we don't realize, we miss what the Bible calls a manifold blessing. Technology can't do that. Science can't do that. Science might be able to give sight to the blind, or, you know, through cochlear implants, help the deaf hear, or through various initiatives. Sure, the shut-ins can sort of communicate back and forth. I'm not going to dispute that. However, a manifold blessing is something man will never be able to duplicate. It's what God does. It does it, you know, not to, hopefully this isn't going too far confusing, but it's just sort of who God is and how he is. A manifold blessing. This is a concept that escapes us. And what do I mean? A manifold blessing is a blessing that keeps blessing over and over and over. An example would be a tree, like an apple tree, that does so many things. It can provide shade. It can provide a home for the birds. It obviously provides food. It does all of these things season after season. It provides oxygen for people to breathe. Does this year after year, season after season. And there are other blessings. You know, you think about people, maybe a boy and girl that meet and they go share special moments. You know, they meet and they spend time. They have a picnic under the apple tree or something the first time they meet. And the boy carves their initials in a heart in the tree, which is something they remember forever. And then maybe their family, their children and grandchildren say, remember, that's where mom and dad and grandma and grandpa met. It's a manifold blessing. Technology doesn't do that. Science can't do that. And so this is what God does. And we have to wait on his timing. I will give you a story that I always think of when these kinds of discussions arise. And then I'll get back to the point. I have a personal example that I can speak to. People say, yeah, but, you know. So there's theory and then there's practice. And so oftentimes what will happen is when this discussion of science arises, people will argue, yeah, but Chris, you know, what if the doctor that prescribes a drug or that performs a procedure that you may find questionable or incorporates some sort of technology, for example, that you may find questionable or even objectionable, what if that doctor, what if those people involved in these procedures are praising God while they're doing it? And as I always say, first we need to define terms. Which God are we talking about? But presuming we're talking about the God of the Bible, the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Judah, et cetera, and those of us grafted in, hopefully, that's fine. You know, if that's true, But in theory, it's possible. In practice, I've never heard of it, you know? And furthermore, the way I would explain it, again, you know, in simple terms, that's not a manifold blessing. That's a moment, and basically it's an excuse, I would say, to do something that we shouldn't do in a moment of selfishness and excuse ourselves by saying, well, you know, I appreciate that God gave me this opportunity. I don't think so. In fact, with the way technology is going, I think it's pretty obvious to see if we're paying any attention. This modern technology, it comes from dark places, and it is intended for dark and nefarious purposes. It doesn't have our best interest in view. And there's much more to say about that, but I'll leave it at that. And you contrast that with situations where you see God working. I'll give you two examples, actually. I remember back in the 90s, the early 90s, I was down in Los Angeles at a friend's house. It was actually meeting of Amway associates, and this guy was involved, and we're hanging out in their backyard, and one of this guy's kids, little boy named Sean, this guy Nick was Australian, and his wife was American. Their little boy was, I think, 2 or 3 years old at the time. It was a little guy. They had a play set in their backyard, and this little boy fell off the top of the play set, and on the way down, gouged his cheek with a nail, and he started crying, obviously. And as he got up, I could see the gouge, and it was so deep that it was white and hadn't started bleeding yet. So a gentleman who was there, I forget the gentleman's name, but he grabbed Sean, scooped him up, put his hand on Sean's face, and started praying over him real quick. Sean was crying, and then slowly he stopped crying and sort of calmed down, and his father, Nick, wasn't around. As Nick came over and Sean was calming down, and people sort of saw from a distance what had happened, that Sean fell off and was crying, obviously, but didn't see what happened closely. But when the man took his hand away from Sean's face, there was just a little red line, and within minutes, even that was gone. He was healed. It was a miracle. He knew, and I knew, but no one else saw it that closely, and I'm pretty sure my eyes were not tricked, if you know what I mean. So it's one of those miraculous moments I don't speak about often, maybe a handful of times since that time, you know, 25 years ago. But here it is, 25 years later, still blessing. It's still a reinforcement of faith for me, for other people. It's not something I think about often, definitely don't speak about often, because as I said yesterday, I'm not into voodoo theology, as I've said before, or you know, charismatic or anything like that. Not that there's anything wrong with certain things, but hopefully you understand what I'm saying. That's not... faith is more a matter of the heart than something we wear on the sleeve. Anyway, that's one story. The other, and we never know. We never know what God's plans are, or God's timing, or how he will show up and do what he does. But what we do know, if we trust him, we have the assurance that this time experience that we have, this experience of time, is degenerative in nature. Entropy is a real law of the universe, and we can, as some folks have observed, we can actually tell which direction we're going in this experience based on entropy. It's sort of a mathematical calculation. As your closet gets messier, we've obviously gone a little farther along. If you don't clean the closet, obviously it gets messier. That's entropy at work. God's nature, we read in Romans 8:28 and Revelation 21:5 and places like that. Romans 8:28, we know that God causes all things to work together for the good of those that love him and are called according to his purpose. And Revelation 21:5, Jesus speaking, he says, "Behold, I make all things new," but it's the perfect tense in Greek. It is, "Behold, I am continually making all things new." So the idea is, just by his very presence, when he shows up, things get better. Broken things get fixed. Broken things actually get fixed better than new, you could say, because of that continual process of renewal. The Bible encourages us to do that as people. And so basically, in simple terms, if I understand that right, it means that when he shows up, it's sort of the reversal of entropy. He shows up and it's the reversal of this continual process of decay. It's his very presence is miraculous. And the old cathedral builders would pay homage to this concept in those windows, those stained glass windows that they would make, where they'd take broken pieces of glass, reassemble them to create a beautiful picture that tells a story. That is an example of a manifold blessing, God's or a man's homage to God's manifold blessing. So you have a story that tells a beautiful picture, and as people see it, here I am hundreds of years later talking about some of the pictures in some of the cathedrals where they've taken broken pieces of glass that are worthless and reassembled them the way that God does to tell a beautiful story. To get a better idea of this, if you're not familiar with the concept, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, I call the dream team chapter. Paul is reminding these guys who think they're pretty fantastic that, "Remember, brethren, there were not many among you mighty, wise, noble." You guys were kind of like the short bus team. But that's what God does, and he explains. That's what God does so that no one can take credit but him. He takes the things that are not in this world and confounds the things that are. That's how awesome he is. But I digress. So the word of encouragement is that change is constant these days. We see it. It can be frustrating. It can be upsetting. You know that, for example, I've mentioned Santayana's words a number of times when it comes to the subject of change. We hear that quote, "Those who cannot remember." Sure, but what's the rest of the quote? "Progress, far from consisting in change, depends on retentiveness. When change is absolute, there remains no being to improve, and no direction is set for possible improvement. And when experience is not retained as among savages, infancy is perpetual." We're perpetually infantile in this society these days. "And therefore, those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it." So this can actually, I believe, induce a state of learned helplessness, or a sense at least of learned helplessness, which is not good, obviously, which I've said is why I would argue millennials in particular find themselves on the couch in mom and dad's basement really with no plans. They keep hearing things are changing so fast. What's the point? And with AI, with its computing capacity, being able to make as many calculations as 20,000 years of human history in a week, that can feel defeating. And there's an element of what I call the glasnost effect lately in all of the headlines and things, with things changing, the constant erosion and assault on our governmental constructs and leaders lends itself to what I call the glasnost effect, which was the death knell of the Soviet Union, by the way. But the word of encouragement, well, we'll get back to that on the other side of this break, I guess. The word of encouragement specifically, with all of this in mind, what are we to do? What are we to think? What are we to focus our minds on? Stick around. We'll talk more about that when we come back right after this short break.
Thank you. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Definitely maybe an appropriate song for this kind of re-entry. So what is the hope? What is the encouragement with all of this insanity going on? You know, and I do very strongly believe that artificial intelligence will spell the end of mankind. I was having a conversation this morning about the passage that I've mentioned, Romans 11:25, that arc moment. Until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in, what does that mean? And I've said in the past many, many times for years now, I think there will be a moment, because bad guys are saying they're working toward a moment where, as Bertrand Russell put it in The Impact of Science on Society, artificial whatever will be preferred to the natural method, they call it. That's not the natural method. That's, you know, that's like saying breathing is the natural method. It's absurd. You know, you adulterate and abominate things in horrific and atrocious ways. But what is the hope? What is the encouragement? Well, Jeremiah 29:11-13 says, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for calamity." All of these are in the NASB, by the way. "Plans for welfare, not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." And we have a divided heart these days and a divided mind. That's the problem. We are encouraged to be double-minded, and James tells us that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, ought not to expect anything. We need to get rid of that double-mindedness, that what is called cognitive dissonance that I would submit to you is actually schizophrenia, which is not quite as en vogue a term as cognitive dissonance. Isaiah 49:23 says, "Kings will be your guardians and their princes your nurses. They will bow down to you with their faces to the earth and lick the dust of your feet. And you will know that I am the Lord. Those who hopefully wait for me will not be put to shame." Psalm 25:1-3 says, a psalm of David, "To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I trust. Do not let me be ashamed. Do not let my enemies exult over me. Indeed, none of those who wait for you will be ashamed. Those who deal treacherously without cause will be ashamed." Romans 10:11, "For the scripture says, whoever believes in him will not be disappointed." Isaiah 54, really the entire chapter, but verses 1-9, "Shout for joy, O barren one." How many people have been told they can't have children these days, and they only to come to find out they can? I think that's part of the eugenics operation, but I digress. "Shout for joy, O barren one, you who have borne no child. Break forth into joy, joyful shouting, and cry aloud, you who have not travailed. For the sons of the desolate one will be more numerous than the sons of the married woman, says the Lord. Enlarge the place of your tent, stretch out the curtains of your dwelling, spare not, lengthen your cords and strengthen your pegs, for you will spread abroad to the right and to the left." What does that mean? Not going to be barren for long. "And your descendants will possess nations and will resettle the desolate cities. Fear not, for you will not be put to shame, and do not feel humiliated, for you will not be disgraced, but you will forget the shame of your youth and the reproach of your widowhood. You will remember no more. For your husband is your maker, whose name is the Lord of hosts, and your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel, who is called the God of all the earth." And so what we come to realize when we really understand that religion James talks about in chapter 1, verse 26 and 27, we're actually all the widows and the orphans. We just need to cry out to him. Hopefully that's an encouragement to you, like it is to me. We'll be right back.
The weekend of June 24th, more than 40,000 ham radio operators across North.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point. And through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks, if you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
The weekend of June 24th, more than 40,000 ham radio operators across North America will head for the hills during their annual Field Day event. Field Day is ham radio's open house, where hams showcase the science, skill, and service ham radio brings to our communities. Ham radio is making, creating, communicating, and fun. Ham radio is for everyone, including you. Come visit a Field Day site near you. Learn more at arrl.org/fieldday.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The weekend of June 24th, more than 40,000 ham radio operators across North America will head for the hills during their annual Field Day event. Field Day is ham radio's open house, where hams showcase the science, skill, and service ham radio brings to our communities. Ham radio is making, creating, communicating, and fun. Ham radio is for everyone, including you. Come visit a Field Day site near you. Learn more at arrl.org/fieldday.
Back into the insanity of it all, shall we? I hope that was encouraging for you. Like I said, it's kind of a word of encouragement as much for me as for you, because these are crazy times. And like I said, we're encouraged to kind of drift from God. And because of the herd think, the group think, what we're indoctrinated into from a very young age, obviously, earliest age, because of that, it becomes sort of, you know, there's this psychological impingement, if you will, and we just feel, even though, you know, no one necessarily says, hey, that's not popular, or I don't want to hear it. You know, with all of the social upheaval, you know, states, countries like Canada, saying, you know what, maybe we shouldn't just put man and woman on a driver's license anymore. The driver's license is bad, which gets back to the administrative nonsense. You should just have the ability to travel freely. But, you know, we got to make sure we get them terrorists. Really? Every time an incident happens, like an Uzbek immigrant in lower Manhattan does something, then all of a sudden we got to attack Iran, which is kind of like, 19 alleged hijackers armed with box cutters who, 17 of them were Saudis, and 15 of those 17 got their visas to this country from the through the Visas for Terrorists program, as J. Michael Springman would put it, at the Jeddah consulate. Our buddies in Saudi Arabia, and of course we didn't bomb that place and turn it into a parking lot, as they say. No, we're going to go after Iraq. Why? Because it's on the list of seven countries. Don't confuse me with the facts. So things are crazy. And we're hearing, the social justice warrior crowd say that it's hate speech to speak your mind or be intolerant, even though they're the least tolerant people around. So that's confusing and can obviously induce certain mental and emotional conditions and states. So it's difficult, is the point. It's challenging. But nonetheless, I hope it was encouraging. And we should walk in boldness and not be afraid. Where is the John Wayne generation, so to speak, in America? That's probably not a great analogy, I know, but for a variety of reasons. But I digress. So back to the sort of insanity of it all. Stories like woman climbs to drive-through window to steal food and cash kind of underscores my point about how crazy things are getting. ISIS threatens Vatican and Christmas attack. Oh, my goodness. Does it not occur to people that this is all just good theater? You know, if ISIS was real, why would Twitter, for example, or the hosting companies or the ISPs with artificial intelligence being able to scrub so many things on YouTube, for example, how come we can't harness the power of this technology to erase this kind of nonsense from the internet? No. On the other hand, on the contrary, actually, it's essentially promoted by mainstream press. I mean, there are several stories and several media outlets circulating this morning. It's not enough that they do it one time or that they run one video or one segment. They're doing several. ISIS threatens Christmas attack at the Vatican. Oh, my goodness. Scare, scare, scare. ISIS isn't real, and there are some who would argue that that's, that would be what is called black on black. Or theater. It's false flag. It's a psyop. And if it were, real, it'd be black on black. Anyway, again, I digress. So things are crazy. An example, it's so insane. Al Franken is the latest, one of the latest folks caught up in this nonsense. The scandal that really probably is more of a distraction than anything. Sure, inappropriate conduct and the things that are in the news are an issue. I'm not saying it's not, of course. It serves as more of a distraction than anything, doesn't it? And so this photo that's circulating, again, like the Canadian thing, it's not just bad enough that we have these licenses. We need a permit to travel, to travel freely, which we should be able to do. That's a natural right. Seeing the photo, the KABC photo that's circulating of Frank and, his inappropriate conduct toward Leanne Tweeden, that patch on the front of her vest. You know, we always hear, and this is a conversation that comes up regularly, the flag. You know, how many layers of bad do we want to go back in that? Well, let's just presume that the gold fringe is fine and that's okay, and let's not talk about high water marks and things like that for now. Let's set all of that aside, and let's just presume that the flag is what it is. Let's just set all of those controversies aside for the moment. 4USC tells us how the flag is supposed to be displayed. On the front of Leanne Tweeden's vest, it clearly appears to be backwards. We've heard for years the explanation, if you look it up online, why is the flag backwards? It's supposed to be facing Union right. In other words, to the left as you look at it, whether it's hanging vertically or horizontally. And, of course, vertically used to be peacetime, which is why you see that in Congress, which is interesting because there's a whole lot of war being made in Congress, though no overt declarations of war. But on the front of military garb, for example, and, you know, law enforcement and everything, it always hangs horizontally, stripes horizontal instead of vertical, which is not peacetime, which is interesting. But again, I digress. But the point here is that the Union is supposed to be displayed. Union right is what it's called. Union right. In other words, to the observer's left, the observer looking at the flag should see the stars, the Union, on the left. But you look at that photo, that KABC photo of Al Franken, and Leanne Tweeden's vest, the Union is on the wrong side. But the point I'm getting to is we always hear, well, that's because it's supposed to be advancing. It's always advancing. So when the patch is on the right shoulder, for example, it should be advancing. The Union should be going forward. So it has to be on the wrong side, essentially. Well, that's not the right shoulder. That's the front. And you see that all over the place. You'll see it on helmets. You'll see it on vests, as in this case, on the front. It's backwards. The point is, that is an excuse. You know, if it needs to be advancing, put it on the left shoulder. That's been done many times. This has not been an issue until the post 9/11 era. And the bigger problem is you can go back in history and find examples where if the flag is upside down, that's a distress signal. But if it's backwards, that's a sign of infiltration. So we're talking about infiltration, subversion. So are the folks wearing that backwards flag infiltrators unwittingly? That's always been my question. But again, these are the signs of the times. Crazy times that we're living in. Stories like this. So getting back to on track. I thought it was interesting. Speaking of these controversies, Neil Cavuto said yesterday, the national debt is our fault. It's your fault. It's my fault. And my question to Neil would be, what about the 14th Amendment, Neil? Have you read it lately? Because I think you might find that eye-opening. Section 4 in particular, which says the validity of the public debt of the United States authorized by law, including debts incurred for payments of pensions and bounties for services, for what? In suppressing insurrection or rebellion. Like if I object to the validity of the public debt? Yes. Shall not be questioned. Think about that. You can be taxed in suppression of your own objection to this nonsense. The validity of the public debt of the United States authorized by law, including debts incurred for payments, the payment of pensions and bounties for services in suppressing insurrection or rebellion, shall not be questioned. So I could say, I object to the national debt I don't think it's legitimate. I think the Federal Reserve System helped create it. I think the national debt is a fraud. I think the Federal Reserve is a fraud. Oh, yeah. We're going to have to put down, we're going to have to suppress your insurrection and rebellion. Here's the bill. We had to send DynCorp or G4S or, you know, whomever, whatever contractor, to suppress your insurrection and rebellion for objecting. Here's your bill. By the way, good luck paying it while you're, you know, renditioned somewhere, probably offshore if you're lucky enough to still be alive. That's insane. But that's America. Welcome to America. And meanwhile, Neil Cavuto thinks that we are having a real conversation about this. So, Neil, what really will solve the problem? What really will solve the problem? And I would point folks, as I have many times, to the quotes from history, the warnings from history. What did Andrew Jackson say? What did John Maynard Keynes say about this system? Maybe we should start with Keynes. What did he say? The economic consequences of the peace. Yeah, right. By a continuing process of inflation, governments can confiscate secretly and unobserved an important part of the wealth of their citizens. You know those photos or those images, those graphics, cartoons that circulate every once in a while from the 50s, the 40s, the 30s? That were published in newspapers before the media was entirely controlled by this tight-knit cabal of people. Think about it. Going back to the first segment of today's broadcast, I was thinking about who are the billionaires, who are the ultra-rich, as they're sometimes known or referred to, who are fighting for what I would call Christian values. Some will name some folks, and I would say, you know, almost all of the folks you're going to name are going to be what I would just generally categorize as the CNP crowd. Generally neocon-leaning, warmongering. They're just the other side of the same coin. And it all folds into that political Zionism versus political Islam, sucking everyone in equals World War III discussion. It's just that simple. There's one guy, as I was thinking about it, and I haven't gone through the list recently, but there's one guy that I can think of and don't remember his name off the top of my head, but he's the one person I would say who is, you know, on that kind of level, who has been trying to stand apart, and we don't hear about him. That much I do know. Which is interesting, isn't it? So Keynes wrote in The Economic Consequences of the Peace back in 1919, by a continuing process of inflation, governments can what? Confiscate secretly and unobserved an important part of the wealth of their citizens. Have we seen a decline in the standards of living over the last 50 or 60 years in this country? What happened in 73, when France was giving us this worthless paper and saying, cool, we can trade this for gold. We'll take all of your gold, please. And a certain president closed the window from that moment forward. These things have been redeemable only for like these FRNs. And we have been plunged into a perpetual state of inflation, growing inflation. Some would say approaching hyperinflation. I think it's interesting. Jim Rickards is popular again these days. There was that clip that we used to play on this broadcast from 2009, I want to say. I'm going to have to look that up. It was a CNBC clip, very short, 6 minutes, and he told it all. He said, here's what's going to happen in the next 20 years. We're going to see a process. The unfunded liabilities that the U.S. has are untenable. So we're going to use a process of inflation to cut those in half over the next 20 years, and then maybe we'll pay them or maybe we'll offload them or something. And he talked about Triffin's dilemma and how the IMF was being positioned to become the lender of last resort since America was failing because of lousy fiscal policy. But that wasn't anticipated. Again, Triffin's dilemma comes to mind. And so what do you do? The IMF is going to start issuing SDRs, special drawing rights. And by the way, the Bitcoin or the cryptocurrency market is tied to SDRs for those who think that this is a way to take control back from the man. We're going to use cryptocurrency to take control back from the man. Hey, the man built cryptocurrency. Where have you been? And it's tied to the man system. Where have you been? The same beast system, the same Revelation 13 system. It's not a way. It's out of the frying pan and into the fire, my friend. Don't buy the nonsense. Don't buy the hype. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful. I wish I was special. You're so very special. But I'm a creep.
Welcome back.
I don't care if it hurts.
Final segment of the first hour of today's broadcast is Thursday, November 16th, 2017. Let's go back to Andrew Jackson first, real quick, shall we? His farewell address in 1837. And then we'll skip forward to the proof. Keynes validating Jackson, essentially, and the Federal Reserve System that we got just a few years before Keynes published The Economic Consequences of the Peace. Andrew Jackson, in his farewell address, said it all. Around half or better of his farewell address concerned this issue of the money powers, which kind of reminds one of John Adams' words, all the perplexities, confusion, and distress in America arise not from want of honor or virtue, because I always talk about virtue, morality, and religion, right? That's definitely an issue. John Adams said, all of the perplexities, confusion, and distress in America arise not from want of honor or virtue, nor from defects in their constitution or confederation. So which should we have, constitution or confederation? The, you know, the articles or the constitution. He went on to say what's a bigger problem than want of honor or virtue or the argument, constitution or confederation? He said, so much as the downright ignorance of the nature of coin, credit, and circulation. Do we teach that in schools today? No. Somehow that has strangely been written out of the alleged so-called education process, right? The St. Louis Fed tells us that the Federal Reserve is not a part of the federal government. The Federal Reserve admits it's not federal, nor is it reserve. And those FRNs are redeemable only in like. Now, the problem is that that kind of a system will get us, well, here where we are. Andrew Jackson said the distresses and sufferings inflicted on the people by the bank are some of the fruits. And remember, Andrew Jackson was the guy who vetoed the renewal of the charter for the second central bank of the United States. That was the same thing. It was not the Bank of the United States. It was run by Eastern European banking interests, the same money changers and the houses, Eastern European banking houses that have besieged the world. You know, Abraham Lincoln talking about his two great enemies. You know, the South to my front and the banks to my rear. It's that kind of concept. We'll kind of conclude this thought and then get back to how this pertains to the nonsense we face today. Second hour coming up right after the short break. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.